The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1977, the Space Shuttle Enterprise was powered up and ready to fly.
Enterprise Houston, go ahead, Bevo. We have a couple of updates to your pre-flight cue card, the altitude.
Okay, stand by one. Okay, we're ready to copy.
The shuttle was fully powered and piloted by two test pilots, but the shuttle remained attached to the back of NASA's Boeing 747 shuttle carrier plane. Enterprise's first free flight was mere weeks away. In 1983, Space Shuttle Challenger made history on her second flight, lifting off with Sally Ride, America's first female astronaut.
We go for main engine start. We have main engine start. And ignition. And liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll, Challenger. Houston, now Boeing Mission Control confirms roll maneuver starting.
Ground time on OIM channel 2-17-2-8.
20 seconds. Run, what's good? 25 seconds, roll maneuver completed.
Over 6 days, she participated in a mission to launch two communication satellites. In 2009, NASA launched the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And in 2012, China's first space station had its first visitors.
There is some dangerous happening in the docking process, but the big difference, we have three astronauts on board. If any unexpected thing happens, they can take over the control of the
docking. The astronauts can practice override and do it manually if anything wrong with the automatic procedure. Well, it seems they're about to dock.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, they have already docked. Tiangong-1 and Shenzhou-9, they have docked. Obviously, the astronauts should have felt the bump.
The crew of Shenzhou-9 docked with the small orbiting station under automatic control to begin a six-day stay on board. Astronomer Alan Sandage was born on this day in 1926. He was the first to theorize that the universe was at least 5 billion years old, and his estimate of the Hubble constant, the distance to and the velocity of nearby galaxies relative to our own, was remarkably close to the current estimates. Also born today in 1942, Paul McCartney and former Space 1999 actor Nick Tate. And in 1991, Willa Holland. On this day in 2015, Phil Austin, one of the founding members of the radio comedy troupe The Fire Sign Theater, died. On this day in 1990, Star Trek fans just didn't see this coming.
The captain has been altered by the Borg.
He is a Borg.
We'll go back. I need more people. We'll sabotage them again if we have to.
We can't maintain power. We don't have the time.
Sir, we are being hailed by the Borg.
On screen.
I am Locutus, a Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life, as it has been, is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
Mr. Worf, fire.
Star Trek The Next Generation ended its third season on a massive cliffhanger, possibly still the best one that any of the series has ever managed. The entire summer was promptly taken up by everything from guesses about Patrick Stewart's contract to possible outcomes. In 1999, Xena Warrior Princess took on her final quest as the epic TV series ended its sixth and final season.
Good luck, old friend. I am getting your body back, Xena, no matter where they have hidden it. Before sunset tomorrow, we will meet again on the side of Mount Fujisan.
And in 2005, Doctor Who fans said goodbye to the Ninth Doctor.
Time Lords have this little trick. It's sort of a way of cheating death. Except, it means I'm going to change. And I'm not going to see you again. Not like this. Not with this daft old face. And before I go...
Don't say that!
Rose. Before I go, I just want to tell you, you were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And you know what? So was I.
As Christopher Eccleston handed off the TARDIS keys to the new tenant of the TARDIS, David Tennant. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.